Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Disco Podcast. This is episode 5. If you want to check me out on Twitter, it's at IanTodd82 on Twitter. In this episode, we'll be talking about the lost art of front covers. Because, you know, in the digital age, we consume a lot of music and we don't really take a lot of notice of this thumbnail of an image and stuff like that. And it's all a bit, you know, quite faceless and quite disposable, I suppose. But you just miss the times of when you would go into HMV and Virgin Mega stores and indie shops and stuff and having a good look around, and sometimes you would be more attracted to the artwork than you would actually to what the band were about and stuff. So going around somewhere like Tower Records or somewhere like that, you know, and having a wander around there was exciting because you just didn't know a lot of these bands, and you would find in different sections, and you know, in independent shops would have recommended, if you like this, you might like that and stuff like that. So it was always really interesting for me personally, looking around all these. And sometimes it was an image. I think the first Interpol EP was just bought purely because I liked the quite minimal packaging and stuff like that. But also you got quite a lot of good promo items as well. Because mailing lists obviously now are done all on the net and email, but back in the day you used to be sent to your house and stuff, so you used to get random stuff. I got like Mogwai earplugs, a piece of rock to for Catatonia album coming out, got matchsticks and just random stuff, you know. Sigur Rós as well. I went to a Sigur Rós, it was a playback in Newcastle, and got these nice stencils and stuff. They're just random stuff that you don't really get now. There's probably no budget for things like that anymore. And little things like, I think it was a 3-inch CD by Garbage as well. I think it was Push It. Got that. I remember getting that. That was really exciting. But there's so many bands where you know, they put a lot of time and effort into it. Radiohead do it quite a lot, like Hail to the Thief and Amnesiac, nice little books and stuff like that. And Spiritualized with their album, which looked like loads of pack of pills and stuff. Yeah, it just seems to have been lost now. Because, you know, they're trying kind of have these ad campaigns and stuff online and a bit of intrigue and stuff and all, but really it's people are still into records and vinyl and stuff, which is brilliant, but It's not the same as it used to be, and the amount of music stores has kind of diminished as well, because we're consuming things differently now. But yeah, so you know, if you want to chat on Twitter, it's @IanTodd82. Thanks very much.